This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Kirk Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description. Starting with live theater, in Raleigh, we have Mad Libs on Sunday, September 14th. It's a 3 o'clock show at Raleigh's Raleigh Little Theater. They're located at 301 Polk Street. Their number is 919-321-3111. You can get a free ticket for your driver. Be sure to ask. This is reserved seating, so the sooner you place your order, the better seats you'll get. Get ready to laugh, sing, and fill in the blanks. Mad Libs Live is a high-energy musical where you help create the show. Four quirky teens are competing on the hit TV show Teen Superstars, but just before they go on, they discover some of their songs are missing words. That's where the audience comes in. You'll suggest a variety of nouns, verbs, and adjectives, and the cast will perform a one-of-a-kind version of the show based on your answers. Every performance is totally different and totally hilarious. Runtime is approximately 60 minutes. This show is recommended for audiences age 6 and up. The music is by Jeff Thompson. Book and lyrics are by Robin Rothstein. And this is directed by Amy and Brian Pridgen. Tickets for adults are $23. Children 12 and under are $20. Remember, you can get a free ticket for your driver. And their number, once again, is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111 for the Sunday, September 14th production of Mad Libs, 3 o'clock at Raleigh's Raleigh Little Theater. Over in Durham, on Saturday, September 6th, we've got Beauty and the Beast. It's a 2 p.m. show at DPAC. That's the Durham Performing Arts Center at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Their number is 919-680-2787. Disney's newest blockbuster. Be our guest at Beauty and the Beast, Disney's first North American touring production of the beloved musical in over 25 years. This enchanting and timeless tale, filled with the romance and grandeur audiences know and love, has been brought to life like never before. With spectacular new sets and dazzling costumes, the show boasts the Oscar-winning and Tony Award-nominated score, including the classical songs Be Our Guest and Beauty and the Beast. Reuniting to create this new production are members of the original Tony Award-winning artistic team, including composer Alan Menken, lyricist Tim Rice, book writer Linda Wolverton, with direction and choreography by Matt West, scenic design by Stanley A. Meyer, costume design by Anne Woldward, and lighting design by Natasha Katz. Beauty and the Beast is the beloved musical that will fill your heart with joy and with Disney magic. Tickets start at $55. And again, this is at the DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Their number is 919-680-2787. And again, that's 919-680-2787 for the September 6th. It's a Saturday, 2 in the afternoon performance of Beauty and the Beast. Moving on over to Greensboro. Now, they'll be showing Beauty and the Beast later next month, but for the meantime, we're talking about in Greensboro, it's Saturday, September 6th at 2 o'clock, and Sunday, September 7th at 1 o'clock at the Tangier Center is Beetlejuice. The Tangier Center is at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. Their number is 336-333-6500. Beetlejuice earned his stripes on Broadway. Now the Ghost with the Most is coming to the Triad. It's Showtime. Based on Tim Burton's dearly loved film, this hilarious musical tells the story of Lydia Dietz, a strange and unusual teenager whose life changes when she meets a recently deceased couple and a demon with a thing for stripes. With an irreverent book, an astonishing set, and a score that's out of this netherworld, Beetlejuice is screamingly good fun, so says Variety. And under its uproarious surface, 6 feet under to be exact, is a remarkably touching show about family, love, and making the most of every day. Tickets start at $30. There are two audio-described performances of Beetlejuice at the Tanger Center in Greensboro. Saturday, September 6th, Beetlejuice plays at 2 in the afternoon. And Sunday, September 7th, Beetlejuice plays at 1 in the afternoon. The Tanger Center is at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. Their number is 336-333-6500. That's 336-333-6500. And that same traveling show of Beauty and the Beast will be coming to the Tanger Center in Greensboro on Saturday, September 27th at 2 o'clock, and Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock. Switching over to movies, I'll give you the list, and then we'll take a closer look at each one of them. There is Eddington. It's rated R. It's a comedy-drama-western. There's Elio. It's rated PG. It's action and adventure. It's animation, comedy, drama, sci-fi, and fantasy. F1, the movie. It's PG-13. It's action and adventure, drama, sports. Freakier Friday is rated PG. It's a comedy. It's for kids and family. It's sci-fi and fantasy. How to Train Your Dragon 2025 is rated PG. This is action and adventure. It's also a comedy for kids and family. It's sci-fi and fantasy. I Know What You Did Last Summer 2025 is rated R. This is a horror film. Jurassic World 2015. It's PG, action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy. My Mother's Wedding is rated R. It's a comedy drama. Oh, Hi! It's rated R. It's a comedy. She Rides Shotgun, rated R, is a drama thriller. Sketch 2025 is rated PG, action and adventure, comedy, sci-fi, and fantasy. Smurfs is rated PG. It's action and adventure, it's animation and comedy. Strange Harvest, rated R, is a horror film. Superman 2025 is rated PG-13. It's action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy, and of course, superhero. The Bad Guys 2 is rated PG. It's action and adventure, animation, comedy, crime. It's for kids and family. The Fantastic Four, First Steps, is rated PG-13. It's action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy, and also superhero. The Naked Gun 2025, rated PG. It's action and adventure, comedy and crime. Together is rated R. It's a horror and romance. And Weapons is rated R. It is a horror mystery. And now, taking them in the same order, we'll take a closer look at each of those. Eddington is a 2025 movie rated R, a comedy, drama, western. It's an American neo-western, satirical black comedy film written and directed by Ari Aster, starring Joaquin Phoenix, Pedro Pascal, Duke Grimes, Deirdre O'Connell, Mikhail Ward, Austin Butler, and Emma Stone. It's set in May of 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic in New Mexico. and the film examines the political and social turmoil caused by the contested mayoral election fought between Sheriff Joe Cross and Mayor Ted Garcia. Elio is a 2025 PG action and adventure, animation, comedy, drama, sci-fi, and fantasy. Elio is a space fanatic with an active imagination, and he finds himself on a cosmic misadventure where he must form new bonds with alien life forms, navigate a crisis of intergalactic proportions, and somehow discover who he is truly meant to be. F1 the Movie is a 2025 PG-13 action and adventure drama sports film, directed by Steven Kaczynski from a screenplay by Ellen Kruger. The film stars Brad Pitt as Formula One racing driver Sonny Hayes, who returns after a 30-year absence to save his former teammates' underdog team, APXGP, from collapse. Damson Idris, Kerry Condon, Tobias Menzies, and Javier Bardem star in supporting roles. Freakier Friday is a 2025 American fantasy comedy film directed by Nisha Ganatra and written by Jordan Weiss. Produced by Walt Disney Pictures, it is a sequel to Freaky Friday, which came out in 2003, itself based on Mary Rogers' 1972 novel, and it's the seventh overall film in the franchise. Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan, Mark Harmon, Chad Michael Murray, Rosalind Chow, Ryan Melgarini, Christina Vidal Mitchell, Haley Hudson, Stephen Tobolowsky, and Lucille Sung reprise their respective roles from the original film, with Julia Butters, Sophia Hammonds, and Manny Jacinto joining the cast. How to Train Your Dragon is a 2025 film, rated PG. It's action and adventure. It's a 2025 American fantasy adventure film and a live-action remake of the 2010 animated film, loosely based upon the 2003 novel by Cressida Cowell. Produced by Universal Pictures, DreamWorks Animation, and Mark Platt Productions, and distributed by Universal, the film was written and directed by Dean DeBlois, who co-wrote and directed the animated films. It stars Mason Thames, Nico Parker, Gabrielle Howell, Julian Dennison, Bronwyn James, Terry Trevaldwin, Sarah Fanowitz, and Nick Frost, with Gerard Butler reprising his role as Stoic the Vast from the animated films. I Know What You Did Last Summer, 2025. It's a horror film rated R. It's a slasher film directed by Jennifer Caton Robinson, who co-wrote the screenplay with Sam Lansky, from a story by Leah McKendrick and Robinson. It's the fourth installment in the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise and a sequel to I Still Know What You Did Last Summer from 1998. The film stars Madeline Klein, Chase Swee Wonders, Jonah Howard King, Tyreek Withers, Sarah Pigeon, Billy Campbell, Gabriette Bechtel, and Austin Nichols, with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt reprising their roles as Ray Bronson and Julie James from the previous films. The plot takes place 27 years after the Tower Bay murders, when another hood-wielding killer appears and begins targeting a group of friends 1 year after they covered up a car crash in which they killed someone. Jurassic World, it's a 2015 American science fiction film. It's action and adventure fantasy. It's directed by Colin Trevorrow, who co-wrote the screenplay with Rick Jaffa, Amanda Silver, and Derek Connolly, from a story by Jaffa and Silver. It's the first installment in the Jurassic World series and the fourth installment overall in the Jurassic Park film series, following Jurassic Park 2 from 2001. It stars an ensemble cast including Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, Vincent D'Onofrio, Ty Simpkins, Nick Robinson, Omar Sy, B.D. Wong, and Irfan Khan. Wong reprised his role from the original Jurassic Park film. Set 22 years after the events of Jurassic Park, the film takes place on the same fictional island of Isla Nublar, located off the Pacific coast of Costa Rica. A successful theme park of cloned dinosaurs, dubbed Jurassic World, has operated on the island for years, bringing John Hammond's dream to fruition. The park plunges into chaos when a transgenetic dinosaur escapes from its enclosure and goes on a rampage. My Mother's Wedding is a 2025 comedy drama rated R. Three sisters, played by Scarlett Johansson, Sienna Miller, and Emily Beecham, return to their childhood home for a momentous occasion, the third wedding of their twice-widowed mother, played by Kristen Scott Thomas. Over the weekend, the family gathers to celebrate the new marriage, but mother and daughters alike are forced to revisit the past and confront the future, with help from a colorful group of unexpected wedding guests. In addition to Johansson, Miller, and Beham, Kristen Scott Thomas, Frida Pinto appear in the film, and the director is Kristen Scott Thomas. Oh Hi is a 2025 comedy rated R. It's directed by Sophie Brooks and co-written with Molly Gordon, starring Gordon, Logan Lerman, Geraldine Viswanathan, and John Reynolds. The film centers on a new couple, played by Gordon and Lerman, who go on a weekend vacation, only for her to take him hostage when she realizes that he is not as committed to the relationship as she is. She Rides Shotgun is a 2025 American crime thriller drama rated R, directed by Nick Rowland, written by Ben Collins and Luke Piotrowski, and starring Taron Egerton. A girl marked for death must fight and steal to stay alive, learning from the most frightening man she knows, her father. It's based on the 2017 novel of the same name by Jordan Harper. Sketch is a PG-rated 2025 action and adventure comedy sci-fi fantasy. When a young girl's sketchbook falls into a strange pond, her drawings come to life, unpredictable, chaotic, and dangerously real. As the town unravels, she and her brother must track down the creatures before they leave permanent damage. Their father, racing to find them through the fallout, must navigate a town in crisis to reunite his family and stop the disaster they never meant to unleash. This is directed by Seth Worley. The cast includes Tony Hale, Darcy Carden, Ku Lawrence, Kaylin Cox, Jackson Kenner, Genesis Rose Brown, and Bianca Bell. Next up, we've got Smurfs, a 2025 PG-rated animated comedy action and adventure. Smurfs, it's live-action animated musical fantasy comedy film based on the Smurfs comic book series created by the Belgian comics artist Peyo. A reboot of the Smurfs film series, the film is directed by Chris Miller and written by Pam Brady. It stars Rihanna, who also produced the film, as the voice of Smurfette, alongside an ensemble cast including James Corden, Nick Offerman, J.P. Karliak, Daniel Levy, Amy Sedaris, Natasha Lyonne, Sandra Oh, Jimmy Kimmel, Octavia Spencer, Nick Kroll, Hannah Waddingham, Alex Winter, Maya Erskine, Kurt Russell, and John Goodman. Strange Harvest is a horror movie, rated R, from 2025. It was released at festivals as Strange Harvest, Occult Murder, and the Inland Empire. And it's actually a 2024 American horror mockumentary film directed by Stuart Ortiz. The film blends elements of true crime and horror, following the resurgence of a serial killer known as Mr. Shiny after a 20-year absence. Set in the Inland Empire region of Southern California, the plot centers around a detective pair on the trail of the murderer, who leaves cryptic clues at the crime scenes. The cast includes Peter Zizzo, Terry Apple, Andy Lauer, Matthew Pescio, and Alan Marsh. Superman 2025 is rated PG-13. This is action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy, and it's a superhero film based on the eponymous character from DC Comics. Written and directed by James Gunn, it is the first film in the DC universe and a reboot of the Superman film series. David Corenswet stars as Clark Kent and Superman, alongside Rachel Brosnahan, Nicholas Hoult, Edie Gathegi, Anthony Carrigan, Nathan Fillion, and Isabella Merst. In the film, Superman faces unintended consequences after he intervenes in an international conflict orchestrated by billionaire Lex Luthor, played by Hoult. Superman must win back public support with the help of his reporter and superhero colleagues. The film was produced by Gunn and Peter Safran of DC Studios. The Bad Guys 2. It's rated PG. It's action and adventure, animation, comedy, crime, family and kid movie. It's a 2025 American animated heist comedy film loosely based on the children's book series The Bad Guys by Aaron Blabey, produced by DreamWorks Animation. The sequel to The Bad Guys from 2022, it was directed by Pierre Perefeu, co-directed by J.P. Sands, and written by Yoni Brenner and Eitan Cohen. The film stars Sam Rockwell, Mare Maron, Awkwafina, Craig Robinson, Anthony Ramos, Zazie Beetz, Alex Borstein, Richard Ayoade, and Lily Singh, reprising their roles from the first film, with Danielle Brooks, Maria Makalova, and Natasha Lyonne joining the cast. The film sees the bad guys forced to come out of retirement and join forces with an all-female criminal squad to perform one last heist. The Fantastic Four, First Steps. Speaking of superheroes, this is a PG-13 rated action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy. The Fantastic Four, First Steps is a 2025 American superhero film based on the Marvel Comics superhero team, The Fantastic Four. Produced by Marvel Studios and distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures, it's the 37th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the second reboot of the Fantastic Four film series. The film was directed by Matt Shakman, from a screenplay by Josh Friedman, Eric Pearson, and the team of Jeff Kaplan and Ian Springer. It features an ensemble cast including Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Eben Moss Bachrach, and Joseph Quinn as the titular team, alongside Julia Garner, Sarah Niles, Mark Gatiss, Natasha Lyonne, Paul Walter Hauser, and Ralph Ineson. The film is set in the 1960s of a retro-futuristic world which the Fantastic Four must protect from the planet-devouring cosmic being Galactus, played by Ineson. And The Naked Gun 2025 is rated PG-13. This is a comedy, crime, action, and adventure film. It's directed by Akiva Schaffer and written by Schaffer, Dan Greger, and Doug Mand, serving as a sequel to Naked Gun 33 and a Third, The Final Insult, 1994, and the fourth film in the Naked Gun franchise. It stars Liam Neeson in the main role with Pamela Anderson, Paul Walter Hauser, Danny Houston, C.C.H. Pounder, and Kevin Durand, starring in supporting roles. It follows the son of Lieutenant Frank Drebin, who must succeed in his father's footsteps to prevent the closure of Police Squad. Together is a R-rated horror romance, a 2025 supernatural body horror film written and directed by Michael Shanks in his directorial debut. The film stars real-life married actors Dave Franco and Allison Brie as a couple who move to the countryside and find themselves encountering a mysterious force that horrifically causes changes in their bodies. This is years into their relationship, and Tim and Millie find themselves at a crossroads when they move to the country. With tensions already flaring, an encounter with an unnatural force threatens to corrupt their lives, their love, and their flesh. And finally, we've got Weapons. It's rated R. It's a horror mystery. A 2025 American horror film written, co-produced, and directed by Zach Cregger. The film stars Josh Brolin, Julia Garner, Alden Ehrenreich, Austin Abrams, Kerry Christopher, Benedict Wong, and Amy Madigan. Its plot follows the seemingly inexplicable case of 17 children from the same classroom who mysteriously run away on the same night, having been apparently abducted by an unseen force. Now be aware that all but one child from this same class has mysteriously vanished on this same night, and it's been exactly the same time. The community is left questioning who or what is behind their disappearance. And all of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMC THEATRES.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully, this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.